You are listening to the podcast, episode 716.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Was Ashwin with Catch Me from the US of A. That was engineered by Aaron Wolf and Ben Fox. It was written by Ben Levi, Miso Stryram, Deepa Raman, Ashwin Sraram. Vocal string arrangement by Pedro Osuno, vocals by Preston Gigante, and cover art by Aishuko Sharma. So it's a real collaborative thing. They have no online link, as it were, so I've linked to their Jamendo profile.
Fair play.
And I've forgotten how to do this because I made so many boobs.
Well,
then.
Taking a week off because I wasn't well has clearly had its showing its toll. Never mind. We'll get back into it by the end of the show, I'm sure. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 716. Sincere apologies for last week. I felt like poop. I really did. And in fact, it was actually Caroline that suggested that we not do a show last week because she could see how awful I was feeling. So thank you. What?
I came home and said, how are you feeling? You said, not very well. I said, what do you want to do? And you went, yeah, I want to rest. And I said, oh, yeah, go for that. But you made that as
no,
though.
No, you said, do you want to give it a rest this week? And I said, yes, that would be great.
Not my memory, but that's fine.
Of course it wasn't. Because you want to make it look like it was me that folded, not you. Maha.
I came home saying, I'll get my track sorted. And you were like, I said, what do I do? You're not wanting to do it.
What do you mean? I was like,
That was me mimicking your trying not to blow your nose, let it run sort of thing.
What are you talking about? Anyway, on tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we have some stuff to mention as we go through the show. Before that, though, we have the DLX with ILTO.
Late night, I swear, crowded room full of strangers, but everybody knows her name. Singing off key, like nobody is watching. Get caught when I'm looking away. New song on the radio puts a smile on her face. She cuts me off to say, I like this one, this one's for me. I could be wrong, but give it time. I guess we'll see. And if I'm right, then you should know. I'm gonna talk about it all night on the phone. And she said, I never knew that it could be like this. Like they know exactly what I'm thinking. I never knew what I was missing. Now I think I want this all the time. 1 week, cheap dates, sad shows, staying up late. We talk for hours till the morning. I know she knows, and I wanna see where this goes. I fell for her without a warning. Tell her what I'm thinking, there's a smile on her face. She points at me to say, I like this one, this one's for me. I could be wrong, but give it time, I guess we'll see. And if I'm right, then you should know. I'm gonna talk about it all night on the phone. And she said, I never knew that it could be like this. Like you know exactly what I'm thinking. I never knew what I was missing. Now I think I want this all the time. Weeks turn into years and now we've come to the day. Got a ring and a mom's permission. Hope she's cool with my name. I like this one, this one's for me. I could be wrong, but give it time, I guess we'll see. And if I'm right, then you should know. I'm gonna talk about it all night on the phone. And I said, I never knew that it could be like this. Like you know exactly what I'm thinking. I never knew what I was missing. Now I think I want this all the time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Ay mamá, tú lo haces bien. ate, 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 ate. Yo estoy pa' ti, linda y alto me tienes a pe. No quiero otra si no es a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti. Me dijeron que buscara otra, que sea él conmigo jugara. Dicen, dicen, esa de Banova. No le paro, lo ignoro y no le digo nada de nada. Porque ellos no conocen el flowcito que tú tienes, que cuando me toca hace que el piso es pego. Y si me bailas despacito, suavecito me da. A ti, a ti, a ti, a ti. Yo estoy pa' ti, linda y alto me tienes a pe. No quiero otra si no es a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti. Ay mamá, tú lo haces bien. Como tú, no hay otra, lo sé. Y yo por ti me voy a todo. No sé cómo de ti me enamoré. Ver única y me muero por un beso de otra. Ahora yo estoy pa' ti, linda y alto me tienes a pe. No quiero otra si no es a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti. Yo estoy pa' ti, linda y alto me tienes a pe. No quiero otra si no es a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti, a ti.
And that was Mackenzie with Touch It, Kitty Patty. From Colombia, although he put Colombia stroke Venezuela in his bio. I haven't done reggae for a while and I liked that.
That was good.
And I think that would have made a very good Zumba track. You can find out more by checking out Facebook at facebook.com/MackenzieLF. But do check the show notes because Mackenzie spelt unusually.
Ew, okay. And before that, you heard the DLX with ILTO, or I Like This One. The DLX is the off-the-wall pop brainchild of Sean Shumbliss, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Drawing inspiration from bigger-than-life pop icons, indie rock and hip-hop, the DLX keeps at its core a personal honesty cultivated by growing up in a small southern town. We've played a number of tracks by the DLX before, but this is his latest release from only a couple of weeks ago. Find out more at thedlx.net. Right, let's have a quick look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live. Finally, sorry about the live stream going out just then, over at thebugcast.org/live.
Okay, so in the chat room we have got Peter Patterson, Maestracio, Amy Hussey, Fat Freddy, Fish Davidson, that might be it, Mark Murphy.
Yep. Cool. Well, thank you everyone for coming to join us as we record live. As always. Right, let's crack on with a bit more music, and then we'll have some. We'll go through some of the news articles from the week, or from the 2 weeks even. This is enough. I don't know whether it's Crandellion or Crandellion. Crandellion sounds better. With Don't Mind the Merry-Go-Round.
Yourself. No more taking a low road. I'm not ashamed to ask for help. You're here with somebody else. You say they're more than just a friend. I'll make a note to myself. Later.
turn my back to a surprise attack and paid for it all day long. I've never been good with changes. I'm always nervous around new faces. Getting older takes so long, but it feels so good to move on. So don't mind the merry-go-round. Don't listen to that thing when it's keeping you down. Don't mind the merry-go-round. Sooner or later you bounce back. Don't mind the merry-go-round. Don't listen to that thing when it's keeping you down. Don't mind the merry-go-round. Sooner or later you bounce back.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I've just seen a whippet.
Yes, dear.
And a man with a flat cap.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
We're in the north, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
Oh, God. That means that David and Caroline from the Bugcast are here as well, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
And that was The Different with Freak. From Italy, we played their track The Boy back on show 666.
Ooh.
And that is another track from the same EP, which is known as The Different, so eponymous. They do have a Facebook page, but it is facebook.com/the-different- lots of numbers. So do check our show notes.
Awesome. Before that reminded me a lot of... I had it in my head and I've forgotten it now. But yeah, very, very rough kind of 90s punk pop, I suppose.
Mm.
A little bit of Gorillaz in there as well, believe it or not. I know that sounds crazy, but... And before that, you heard Crandylion with their track Don't Mind the Merry-Go-Round. Chicago-raised and LA-based musician and songwriter David Miller first picked up the guitar when he was 8 years old, and as a teen started flying to Los Angeles to hang out with his good friend and now producer, Danny Scheinman. Scheinman took interest in Miller's music and decided that they should work together. Four songs, and 1 year later, Miller decided to move to Los Angeles. That was in April 2021. Miller once went under the name David Who, but recently adopted the name Crandylion or Crandylion. Don't Mind the Merry-Go-Round follows the debut single Behind These Bars. Many thanks indeed to August from Novo Management and Publicity for sending this track over to us a couple of weeks ago. You can find out more about the band over at their Facebook, which is facebook.com/crandylion-lots-of-numbers. And you can find the link in our show notes over at thebugcast.org, as always. Right. Well, what's been happening in the world in the last couple of weeks? Well, probably the key one here in the UK is the whole debacle, farce, comedy, tragedy, whatever you want to call it, that is British politics. And you may or may not be aware that there was a vote of no confidence launched against Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, on Monday. That was Monday the 6th. They jumped on it pretty quickly and arranged the vote, which was that evening, which he managed to scrape through, literally scrape through.
Sorry, it was a decisive victory.
No, he scraped through with...
You know that, I know that. The world knows that.
With 211 votes to 148. So 58.8% of his MPs... let's turn this around. 41.2% of his MPs do not have confidence in him as Prime Minister.
Let us think what that actually means, though. He's banged on about his 80-seat majority, which is 75 seats now. but he can't really rely on that because if there's a contentious thing, such as the Northern Ireland Protocol, his rebels... can totally scupper him, which will make him a lame duck.
He already is a lame duck, and this is part of the problem. The fact that he thinks that he is safe, and you know he is, and unless they change the rules in the Conservative Party, he is safe and cannot be challenged again for a further 12 months. Now that could change. Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of the 1922 Committee. Of backbench MPs, Conservative MPs, apparently has hold of a letter. He has a sealed letter that was originally put together in 2019 when Boris's predecessor, Theresa May, also went through a vote of no confidence.
And got a better result.
However, this letter... Apparently, you've probably got more information on this than I have.
He's never opened it because Theresa May resigned before he could. Now, that particular envelope wouldn't stand because it was a different set of MPs. However, it shows that they went for a process with the potential to do another vote. So, if he completely and utterly mucks things up, which he's already started to do... All the party would need to do is express to the 1922 committee, we can't wait a year. They would do another vote and he could still get ousted.
Yeah.
He did a thing in Blackpool where it was supposed to be his reboot speech to show people how good he would be and how you should keep him in power, la 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 la. It was supposed to be about housing, his... whole policy about housing is rubbish anyway because they tried to do it in 2015 and it wouldn't work. But he went off on tangents. He brought in the Ukraine war because that seemed he's really abusing that at the moment about how important he is to the Ukraine war.
Yes, and how the United Kingdom was the first country to offer to actually physically offer their support.
Yeah,
to
actually,
Ukraine.
Internationally, all countries offered support. What he got was he got the first phone call. Let's just put that there. But also, he started going off on diatribes about how, you know, Brexit never made any sense. Why do we do taxes on olive imports? I don't want to do that. I'm going to lower that. Well, no duty has gone on olive imports, so he would be reducing it to nothing.
To zero more from than, zero.
Or would he reduce it below zero so we're paying them to import?
Now there's an idea.
So.
Yes. So anyway, the bottom line is he's still our Prime Minister. Well, he's not my Prime Minister, but he is still the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And long may that not last.
He is just the numpty.
He is.
I'm not his biggest fan.
He's not your biggest fan.
Good.
No, that's what you meant to say.
What?
You said, I'm not his biggest fan.
No, I'm not. I do not like him. Why would he be my biggest fan?
Semantics.
What? No.
You said, I'm not his biggest fan.
Yes, which is exactly what I meant.
So he's not a fan of you?
He doesn't know me.
That's what you just said. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We know what you meant.
Right.
Right. Elsewhere in the news, well, I found out today, actually, Julie Cruz, who was the, amongst other things, sang the theme tune to Twin Peaks, died today. She was only 65. If you've not heard any of her music, just look up Falling by Julie Cruz on your music platform of choice. And yeah, quite haunting and ethereal. Also, Jim Seals of the rock duo Seals and Crofts, who you may not have heard of, but they actually wrote, or Jim Seals, I said, actually wrote the song Summer Breeze that the Isley Brothers made famous back in the 1970s. So he's died at the age of 80. The big one that most people will know about is that Alec John Such, who was one of the founders of the band Bon Jovi, has also died at the age of 70 in the last week. So lots of very legendary musicians have departed of recent days. And probably the biggest news story of all, and I know this is going to affect a lot of people, and I know that, you know, it has wide-ranging consequences. Today was the last day of filming for Neighbours.
Mm.
Now, I don't know whether anybody's been following... I was being a little bit facetious about the big news thing, but I don't know whether anybody's been following the whole story around this, but it seems as though Neighbours has finished because Channel 5 is no longer screening it here in the UK. Now, I believe that Channel 5 were supporting the production of Neighbours in some way, shape or form. I'm not quite sure how, but because... Fremantle Australia, who are the production, the company that are producing Neighbours within Australia, were unable to find a UK broadcaster, and therefore they have wound it up. I am kind of concerned that a broadcaster halfway across the world is able to have that impact on a TV show that is from a different country.
Hmm. But it's because we play it more than anyone abroad does.
I can only presume that is the case. Unless it is purely financial.
Well, yeah, because their popularity in Australia dwindled, so it was the UK airplay that kept it going.
Hmm. Yeah, which is clearly it was more popular in this country than it was in Australia. But it brought a lot of original characters back. So Jason Donovan's in the I think it's in the final episode. Yes, Kylie Minogue, Guy Pearce, Stefan Dennis, Just trying to see who else is going on, going into it. But yeah, it's a tough one. It really is. I don't have much much love for Neighbours, to be honest with you. I might have watched it a bit before it went to Channel 5. I'm showing my age now. But yeah, it was a big thing for Channel 5. Most of the Australian soaps were a big thing for Channel 5. It's just a real shame that it's had to finish because of that decision. Anyway, anything else you wanted to cover?
No.
Hockey dockies. Right then, next up we have the Out of Towners. Now, this is different. This is not the usual kind of thing that we play on this show. You'll appreciate this, Caroline. Let me know what you think. This is the Out of Towners with Forest Flower.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Welcome to Real Gold, the famous don't green gold, the Scotch has green veins. Every single word was misdirected. You know I never meant to tell you lies. But now I know the truth to be a liar. I was always told not to play with fire, but the warmth of you was pulling me inside. Baby, now all the way, you and me, hearts can break. Baby, that wouldn't change it for me and you. What would I do? Nobody leaves a bruise sweeter than you. Baby, I love the way you burn. Maybe we'll never learn. All these endeavors can never dissever my ashes once they're gone. Don't wanna be out in the cold. Open up the door, but rather expire and melt in your fire than feel nothing at all. Baby, now all the way, you and me, hearts can break. Baby, I wouldn't trade it for me and you. What would I do? Nobody leaves a bruise sweeter than you.
Try to quench my thirst, and the miscommunication is the problem that we're facing. You keep erasing the words that I'm tasting. It's too bad when the flame ignites and the house goes up in smoke. But it's like a good thing turned bad, a bad thing turned better. You and I say goodbye, but we never really leave. And so it's best intentions. I thought about it, but you failed to mention. We feel that tension and gotta let it go. I try to speed it up, you try to take it slow. That's not a contradiction, and all you really need to do is promise me you'll listen. Word, it's like the sweetest taste. You turn around, I gotta plead my case.
Baby, now
like
all the way, you and me, hearts can break. Baby, that wouldn't change it for me and you. What would I do if nobody leaves a bruise sweeter than you? Woo-woo-woo-woo. Baby, now all the way, every day, minds can change. Tell me now, do you love me? You don't reply, you just smile. Baby, there's no goodbye sweeter than you. Cause nobody tells a lie sweeter than you.
And that was Jeff Jacobs with Playing With Fire from New York City in New York. He says, sometimes we know something is not meant to last in the long term, but it gives us such a sweet feeling that we go after it anyway because of how amazing it makes us feel. It's like playing with fire. The warmth feels good, but careful. You might get burned. We played his track Cinnamon Buns, Cloud Nine and Let's Live Like Animals before, and you can find out more by checking out jeffjacobsmusic.com.
Oh, him! Oh, yeah, I didn't realise he was the Cinnamon Buns bloke. Excellent. And before that, you heard the Out of Towners with Forest Flower. The Out of Towners play an elegant mix of jazz standards with a contemporary twist. Andrei Hrubko from Czechia on piano and Julian Overall from the UK on saxophone, placing an emphasis on melodic, sophisticated improvisation and dynamics. Very different, as I warned you. Yeah, it's either your thing or it isn't. Thank you so much to Julian for sending this track to us directly via our file drop, and then for reaching out to us on Facebook to let us know that you had. You can find out more over at facebook.com/outoftownersjazzduo. Right. Okay, we have one more track to play, which I will tell you about very shortly. Just a quick reminder that we are just over a week away, or by the time you're reading this, probably less than a week away, until the next Podcrawl Jitsi, which is our early summer edition, which is going to be taking place on Saturday the 18th of June at 6 p.m. UK time. Full details about that you can find over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl closer to the time. Next week, the podcast episode 717 will be broadcast live, health dependent, on Friday the 17th of June at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, we have a number of ways you can do that. You can find all of those over at thebugcast.org/contact. Anything else?
No.
Cool. Then it is last track time. This is another track from Admiral Bob. His real name is Richard Bethel. He's from Ottawa in Canada. A songwriter, vocalist, guitarist, bassist, keyboard player, and mandolinist. Didn't know that was the name for them. And also the band leader of Sundays at 8. Following in the footsteps of fellow Ottawan Brad Sucks, he is also a Creative Commons enthusiast and one of the most widely remixed artists that there are. We played his track Burn It All Down about 4 years ago, and that track made it into my Best Of show back in 2019. But the track that I'm going to play you, which features the piano work, but surprisingly not the vocals, of Crazy Little Asian, was released onto CC Mixer only last week. You can find more of Admiral Bob's work over at ccmixter.org/people/AdmiralBob77. So thank you very much indeed for listening, and we shall leave you with Admiral Bob and his track featuring Crazy Little Asian, Old Friend. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
White foam on troubled blue comes crashing in to rocky shores. A currents they run deep from the sea to the swimming holes. The songs we used to sing, but we don't sing them anymore. I've sailed away on distant shores, hope to make it back to port. And I'm still strumming
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up! You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.